I was born in Hartford, North Carolina.
What was your birthday?
1901.
Mm-hmm. What brought you to Port Washington?
Hmm?
What brought you to Port Washington?
Well, just we had kin people out here, relatives.
Who are your relatives?
Oh, the at that time I had a cousin Walter Armstrong, Sam Pierce, and his family. They lived in Glencoe, so we left Hartford, North Carolina, and went to Glencoe in 1928. And then I had, around about 4-5 children. And on we moved from Glencoe in 1947 in Port Washington.
What's your husband's name?
Waddy Nixon.
Waddy?
Waddy, W-A-D-D-Y.
And what did he do?
Skill man. He could do anything you put him to.
Anything? that's pretty broad.
They call him skill at that time. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they have there. But anything you put him to, him, it was digging with a shovel or driving a truck or crane or anything, he could do it.
What kind of work did he do here?
Mostly
in Port
he in Port Washington. He worked for the same man that he worked for when he lived in Glencoe. He worked for the same man when he lived in Glencoe during the depression come on, and they cut the men down to $3.60 a day, and that's when he quit work. Then he went about doing just day's work from place to place. You might say from house to house till they put the WPA out. And then he got a job and he worked there and as long as the depression lasted until he could go out and get a job like he wanted of his own.
What was it like in Port Washington during the WPA days?
What
was it like as far as jobs?
Well, he wasn't working the WPA when we moved here to Port Washington.
Oh, that was in Glencoe.
In Glencoe, nearly everybody was on the WPA. That's all the work they could get, and they only work for $12 a week. Cause it won't lie, they work for 3 days a week. You worked 3 days and you was off 3 days. But you only made $12.
So things were better for him when he came to Port Washington?
Yeah, he went back with the same man he was working for in Glencoe until he died. So when he died, he went to work for they tore that building down. And he worked to that same building too when he lived in Glencoe. They made war things there.
I see, like a war plant.
Yeah, I can't think of the name of it now. Cause they tore it down about 6 years ago or 7 years ago.
Is your husband living?
No, he died 1966. He come 66 years old in June. He died in August.
Were you working during the time when you came to Port Washington?
No, I had too many kids.
You never worked outside the house?
No.
What was Port Washington? How is it different now than it was when you first came in 1947? Is there a change? Do you see the change?
Well, you could, you couldn't go out and get the house like you can there.
Why and couldn't you?
There wasn't no decent, no places built for people to live. Just some houses, some places, Charles Avenue is the same as it was then.
Oh, it is the same.
And Harbor Road, that's the same. Only add this, the projects to it and the Cow Bay to it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But otherwise, mostly it's the same. And other places, different parts of the town, they did the same.
Where did you live when you first came to Port Washington?
On Cottage Road. No, listen, that's Glencoe. When I first come to Port Washington, we on Harbor Road.
And were you in a house or an apartment or?
We was in a apartment. It was a house. I don't know whether it was a beer garden or something, but anyway, the woman that owned it turned it into a house. And we stayed there a few years, and she built a new house for herself, a small bungalow. And then when they sold the place to the government, on that side of the street from where the nursing home is down to right there by that first house in front of the store on Harbor Road. Well, they tore all those buildings down. So her house was on there and where I live was on there. But when they started tearing them down, they had built the projects. So I got a house into the projects. And the other houses we was on that side was all burnt up. And now they build up the new houses.
Were your children born here or in Port Washington?
In Glencoe, except my oldest boy, the one living next door to the church.
Mm-hmm.
He was born in North Carolina.
That's what I meant to say, were they born in North Carolina or Port Washington? So I assume most of them went to school here in Port
Washington?
Yeah,
all of them went to school. His first days in school He went to school in Locust Valley, because he was living in Locust Valley Township. But all rest of the, and there was two more boys went to school. Their first school was Locust Valley. The all rest of them, when they come along, we was living in Glencoe. I mean, we moved on a different street. Just one street over, but it was in Glencoe Township. So they went to Glencoe School until 1947. And then the rest of them went to school here.
How were the schools here at that time in Port Washington? Think they were good?
I think it was just about like this now.
Just like it is now.
Mm-hmm.
Were they integrated? Blacks and whites went to the same school?
No.
No?
No. Everybody, I mean, there's all white teachers, but mm-hmm. they all sat together.
Mm-hmm. Your children had black friends and white friends?
Yeah. And they
come by
still,
the house and go out with?
Yeah.
What church do you belong to?
I belong to the Zion Baptist Church, but I go to any of them.
Any of them?
But that's where I got my membership.
Zion Baptist.
Mm-hmm.
Has that been in Port Washington long?
Yes. Mm-hmm. The church right here. At the
I'm
end
not
of
from Port Washington.
Oh,
that's why.
I'm sorry.
But
I imagine you've seen it when you turned Calvary.
I think I did.
Yeah, the church right next door to the a little candy store.
Who's the pastor there?
Reverend Jones.
Is it a mixed church, black and white, or mostly black?
I don't think there's no white people belong there. All color.
Have you been going to that church since you came to Port Washington?
Yeah. But I go to them. I go to the Methodist church because my children, some belong to the Methodist and some belong to the Baptist. So if they got a big Sunday, I'll go with them and just... And the regular meeting Sunday when I can go to church, but since that, been having trouble with my eyes, I don't go unless a funeral or something like that. I hate to bump into people. And at times I just can't, you know, focus straight. I'm done hit, my shoulders hit somebody, or my done stepped on somebody's feet and I haven't seen it.
Do they have big funerals in that church?
Oh, yeah, they have big funerals at times. They had a funeral in November, I think, November. The mother of the church died.
The mother of the church?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the minister's... Was that the oldest person in the church? Or the minister's
the
wife?
Oldest church, the oldest minister. That was Mrs. Miles, Daisy Miles.
She was the oldest person?
Yeah.
Member of the church.
Yeah.
I see. And she died in November?
I think it was in November.
Where was your husband buried?
Here in Lowe's Cemetery.
Now, are blacks and whites buried together in the cemetery?
Yeah.
There's no separation?
No separation.
With the work that your husband did, Mrs. Nixon, was it enough to support the family in a satisfactory way?
Well, when they all was young, we just made out of what he did, what he could bring in. But when one come big enough to go to work, my oldest boy, when he come 16, could quit school, he quit school and got a job. Well, he hoped. Then the next boy done the same right on down until now they're to those they help support the, you know, as long as they saw that he needed.
Mm-hmm. They got jobs in Port Washington, your sons, after they quit school?
Well, yes, not here in Port Washington. There's two of my sons still work with the same man my husband worked for in Glencoe.
Isn't that something? Yeah. All these years.
Yeah.
And what kind of business does this man have?
Well, he did like a hand seaman doing the walks for you know private places,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And a lot of it took a small. For him, not a great big engine or something, or people didn't want the yards tore.
Mm-hmm.
Something. So anyway, they worked there until they found something like they wanted to do. Then the third son, you may say, he'd got a job to George Buick's Corporation. And then after he worked out a while, he got his oldest brother a job there.
Company.
Yeah. And so his oldest brother, he's just quitting there. Mm-hmm. The one next to him, he still works there. Because he got his leg or something hurt when he was in the Army.
Mm-hmm.
So it's giving him so much trouble. He had to quit his job and stay off his feet. I got two boys was injured the same way in the Army. So both of them Now, the one that lives, which is Gerald's brother-in-law, he got a job when he got old enough to quit school to the pipe factory here in Port Washington. So he worked there until he went to the Army and come back. He went right back to work there.
At the pipe factory?
Yeah. And they moved the pipe factory from Port Washington way down the island, someplace down the island. And he drove there every night, every morning, come back home at night to this pipe factory. And he continued to work there till about a month ago. And the doctor told me he had to quit work. His blood pressure stayed too high. He loved to hurt himself or hurt somebody else.
Now, did they all...
Stayed on the same job, when you might say from boyhood to manhood.
Did they all quit high school? They all leave before they graduated?
Yeah, all three of them. Of course, they went to school afterwards.
They did?
Yeah, because my son Floyd, he had to go to school. Every time a new type of car come out, for a new year, they had to go to school to learn that part, what to do to it, and also my son Johnny.
You have any daughters?
Yeah, I have three daughters. One married Kenny Losey. She lived here in the Cow Bay too. Mm-hmm. So she works on the on the bus where he carries these children to these retired children to special schools, while she goes with the driver on that bus to keep the kids, you know, quiet or something while the bus man is driving. And my daughter Molly, she lives in East Elmhurst. She has three children, two's in college, and she has a government job in the city. So she's getting along all right. And Catherine, she's been working on one job for, I don't know how many years, probably about 15 or 16 years.
Is she here in Port Washington?
Yeah, she lives here in Cow Bay. Well, she works in Garden City. The name of the place is I can't think of the Home Cooperation. Home Testing Cooperation. Testing different things.
And when you moved here from, what year did you leave North Carolina?
1928. Okay. All my kids were born here except the oldest one.
Now, when you came to Port Washington in 1947, okay, did you see a difference in the way blacks lived in the North as opposed to living in the South? Did you see it or did you feel it?
Well, I'm going to tell you the truth. I didn't pay much attention to that because I was always, you might say, to myself.
In North Carolina?
Yeah, and here too. I always didn't like a big crowd and stay. I was, had all these kids. So the husband did the going and I stayed home with the kids.
But then back in 1928, segregation was very much enforced in North Carolina.
But still here, they still went to see each other at times. They'd come to your house and sometimes Water would go to his house, you know, white friends.
Did they do that in North Carolina in 1928 when you were there?
No, they'd come out, you might say, in the yard and stand about and talk, but you didn't go to his house and eat, or they didn't come to your house and eat.
But here they did.
They did.
What kind of I know you said you were kind of loner and to yourself, but were there any particular social activities you and your husband engaged in when you came to?
Well, we belonged to a club. We go there once a month.
What club was this?
Oh, Union Burying Society.
Union Burying Society. Mm. Now, those type of organizations are very popular in the South, I know.
Yeah.
Yes. Can you tell me something about that?
Well, just something like a lodge. You had the Eugene and then you were blindfolded and where you couldn't see who was voting for you, who won. And if you were blackballed, they didn't want you. You got a black pea in the basket.
A black pen?
Pea.
A black pea in the basket.
But if you didn't get any black pea, then you were all right.
They would accept you into the society.
But if you got that black pea, you would blackball.
Now, were there men and women in this club?
Men and women.
And did men and women both hold offices in the club?
Yeah.
Like a woman could be a president of it, or a man could be a president of it?
But mostly in the South, the men were the president, with the head of everything. And the woman was assistant, or whatever he was.
But you're saying that club was here in Port Washington?
No, it wasn't here in Port Washington. After he comes to my husband, he joined the Masons. That was all over the South and also up here. And I asked two boys belong to the Mason.
Did they join here in Port Washington?
They joined here.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny joined here in Port Washington. And I think Whitey joined some other town, some other place he went to. Mm-hmm. He joined.
What did you do for recreation after you came here to Port Washington?
Well, there wasn't much to do but go to the church, or in the summertime you go down to the town dock, go to fishing.
Go fishing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we go to the zoo.
Oh, they had a zoo here?
I can't think of the name of the zoo now. It's in Corona, right off from Corona. And we go to different places in the summertime, to different beaches where the church was having the dinner, or maybe buy a ticket and go to.
How would people get there? Would the church rent a bus or what?
They would rent by bus.
Bus.
They rent a bus and go.
When you came here in 1947, Mrs. Nixon, were there any blacks that owned stores in Port Washington that you can remember?
No, I don't think there was no black people that owned the store, not right around here, as I know of.
Are there any now that own stores here in Port Washington, any black people that own stores?
No, I don't think so. I don't think there's no stores around here that black people own. I haven't heard tell it yet. I know once a man opened up a vegetable stand there by the beer garden, but he didn't stay there long.
Do you remember his name?
His name was George Herman. I think that was the name, George Herman. He don't live here no more now. He moved away after his kids all got grown. But I think that was his name. He had a little vegetable store. But it didn't last long.
Wasn't well patronized?
I guess not.
Do you remember any outstanding blacks that were like leaders or very well known in the community when you came in 1947? Names that you would hear all the time?
Oh, I imagine they were some, but I didn't come across them, I didn't know them. Mm-hmm. I hear people talking about people, but I didn't want paying no attention to what they were talking about.
I guess with the children, you had your hands full.
Yeah.
Taking care of them. Did you ever go back to visit North Carolina?
I used to go about once every 2 years when my mother was living, but she died. So I go like once in a while. My sister still live in Portsmouth, North Carolina. Portsmouth, Virginia. And I go back once in a while to see her on occasion. My aunt, she died about 6 years ago. And she lived in Baltimore, but she wanted to be buried in North Carolina beside her mother and her oldest sister. So I was down there then to the funeral. And the burial there at the funeral in Virginia to where she lived, and her burial was in North Carolina. So I went back then to the burial, but I haven't been back since.
When you think back on it, the years and the fact that your husband moved here, do you think it was a good move? Are you glad that he moved from North Carolina to Port Washington?
Though, why he moved from there, because he and his brothers and his mother, and they had bought this big farm, 85 acres. And so they all had, each family had his own house.
In North Carolina?
Yeah, mm-hmm. In a place called Elizabeth City, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. Well, then the whole family started to die. His mother died first, and then his sister and all her children and husband died. So everyone died, all the families died except him. And his two children and I. He had two children by his first wife, and she died too before he and I was about 2 years before he and I was married. So when I went there, he had these two children, and the whole family died out. So then he asked my father, you know, about would he continue to work? But he couldn't work the whole farm, three-horse farm. So my father told me the best thing, if it was him, he'd just give it up. Because they couldn't do nothing with him, and I'm going to take what he had, give it up and move some other place. So that's what he did. He gave it up and moved to Glencoe.
Do you think that was a smart move?
I think so, because there was no way in the world he could finish paying for it. Not by himself. Now, if they all had lived there, it would have been paid for a long time before now. But they all died out.
Have you liked living in Port Washington?
Oh, yeah, I like living here.
Think it's a good place to raise your family?
It's a nice quiet town where you won't always whole lot of somebody cutting somebody to death at that time, but now once in a while somebody's cut somebody or shot somebody in Fort Washington, but not as regular as it was. It was a small town, so folks are nice. They're better than, of course, Glencoe isn't so big, but I think there was more people in Glencoe than there was here. And some of every type you could think of and every kind you could think of.
Did the different ethnic groups mix well here, like the Italians and the blacks and the Jewish people and the Germans?
Well, we have the Italians, they married the colored women and so forth, just like they do in other towns, the white women. And the Jewish people do the same, so that's the way it is.
What would you like to see different in Port Washington? What would you like to see improved or changed or maybe back like it was?
Well, I'd like to see them have probably, if they'd make a more houses for people to move in, they wouldn't be so expensive. But it's very expensive when you rent a house. It's a whole lot more expensive than it was back then in 43, 47 and all on.
Well, I appreciate your time, Mrs. Nixon. What we wanted to do was get some opinions and ideas from someone that wasn't a native Port Washington to integrate with the other material we've had.
Yeah.
So I'm grateful for you giving us this time to chat with you. Thank you.
You're welcome, sure.